This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has ordered an immediate suspension of all flights operated by the Airbus A320 family in the country until mandatory safety modifications are completed. The directive covers the A318, A319, A320 and A321 aircraft, requiring operators to ground them until prescribed checks and repairs are carried out. The move follows a global directive from Airbus, which has ordered urgent repairs on thousands of A320 family aircraft around the world after a potential solar radiation risk was discovered that could affect critical flight control data. Around 6,000 aircraft across the globe are likely to be impacted. The software update to fix the issue is expected to take 2 to 3 days, causing flight disruptions for multiple airlines worldwide, including India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. The Prime Minister will participate in several sessions scheduled at the conference tomorrow as well. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the 3-day conference yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management in the state's capital. Our correspondent has the details.
This year, the theme of the conference is Viksit Bharat Security Dimensions. The deliberations are focusing on key national security issues including left-wing extremism, counter-terrorism, disaster management, women's safety and the use of forensic science and artificial intelligence in policing. In the inaugural session, the Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the conference has been shaped as a portal of solutions to internal security, laying broad principles for strategizing and policy making. Mr. Shah said that the mettle of our police forces is evident in the success India has achieved in the last 11 years in its operations against radicalization, extremism, insurgency, and narcotics. The conference is being attended by National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Union Ministers of State for Home Affairs, Directors Generals of Police from various states and union territories, as well as heads of central police organizations. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasised the importance of keeping the youth motivated, given the rapid pace of India's development. He made the remarks while addressing the closing ceremony of 100th Foundation course at the Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Mussoorie, Uttarakhand today. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will hold talks with the floor leaders of political parties of both the houses in the Parliament. The government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. India has extended its emergency assistance to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu after Cyclone Dithwa left a trail of widespread destruction across the island nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said a total of 27 tons of relief material have been delivered to Colombo by air and sea so far. In a social media post, the minister said more relief material is on the way to support affected communities in Cyclone Dithwa affected areas. In hockey, Indian men's team defeated Canada 14-3 at Ipoh in Malaysia today to storm into the final of the 31st Sultan Azlan Shah Cup tournament. Rajinder Singh opened the scoring twice. Jugraj Singh was unstoppable with 4 goals of his own, and Amit Rohidas, Dilpreet Singh and Abhishek all added to the onslaught. And that is the end of this news bulletin.